morning we're continuing with Chayodim Klal Chafalif, and we're going to continue into Simon Yud Zayin. Af Shehizkir Kvar Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Parshas Tzitzis, even though the person already said Yitzias Mitzrayim in Parshas Tzitzis, so still Tiknu Anshe Knesses HaGadol Brocha Al HaGeula. Chazal were Masakin a Brocha about the Geula of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'emes V'yatziv, and that's the bracha which we say, V'emes V'yatziv Shehi Al Gula Sh'ovra. It's referring to not the gulas which will come in the future, but the gula which already took place. That's where we finish off the bracha of Goel Yisrael, which Hashem was Goel Yisrael. Not that he will be Goel Yisrael, as we say in Shema Esrei, but he was in the past. V'shachar Tzarech Lomer HaNusach Shel Emes V'yatziv, U'Barabas HaNusach Shel Emes V'muna. This is the while they both have the topic about Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Nusach, which they say, is different. You have to say the Nusach of Emes V'yatziv in the morning and the Nusach of Emes V'muna in the evening. Yom Tov HaHichlif, if a person by mistake switched and he said Emes V'yatziv in the evening instead of Emes V'muna, or vice versa. Yom Adayin Lo Omer HaBracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, if he did not finish off the bracha, Chayzer Emer Karois. He goes back to the beginning of the bracha. So a person got all the way to the end, and he says he did not say Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael. He realized right before he said the bracha. So he goes back to the beginning of the Emes B'yatziv or Emes Emuna, whatever the scenario might be. Yom Kvar Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Yisrael Gal Yisrael. So in that situation, where the person already said the words Baruch Atah Hashem, even though he did not say Gal Yisrael, we don't say that he should. We've spoken about this idea before. So if we tell Andeni Chukecha, he would not complete the bracha. It's not a bracha levatola because that is a pasuk, and now he still bams a bracha. He said something, but that was because of an oinus. He had no choice, and he goes back to the beginning, and therefore he can get the bracha of the whole bracha of Goel Yisrael, appropriately saying Emes V'yatziv in the morning, like he was supposed to. We don't say that. We say that once he said the words Baruch Atah Hashem, he finishes off Goel Yisrael. He does not go back. He just says Goel Yisrael, and he's yotze with that which he said, the wrong paragraph, the paragraph of the evening for the morning, or vice versa. He'll be yotze with that, even though he said the wrong thing. Okay. Sarach lahasim gula the tefillah. So you mentioned this before, the person needs to make sure that there's no pause between Goel Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. From Goel Yisrael, the person goes immediately into Shemoneh Esrei. Also lahasim b'neim klal. The person should not make any interruption over there, even to answer a feel of b'neis kaddish or kedusha, even to answer Yeshmer Rabba or to answer kedusha. So we discussed what should a person do. If a person needs the answer, a person should pause earlier. Menachem Shiyasayim Imashatz, and the best aid is you should say the words Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael together with the Chazan. Those parts of Menachem Shiyasayim, this way he does not get involved in the need to answer Amen. Sichas Gula Tefila Odev Mitefila B'Tzibur, and saying Shema Nesrei immediately after Goel Yisrael overrides Tefillah B'Tzibur in the morning, and therefore in the evening that's not so. We don't say you should skip Birchas Kriyas Shema and say it afterwards in the morning like we do in the evening, because you would end up without saying, not saying Goel Yisrael immediately before Shemoneh Esrei. In the evening we allow that because Ein Gula B'Laila, so the Iker Zman of Gula was not B'Laila. But the day, which is the Iker Zman of Gula, we do not want. We want to make sure that the order is Gula and then into Tefillah. Now, why is he putter from saying Amen? Because Allah is a person is Messiah with the shots. So, by being Messiah with the shots, at the same time as the Chazan says a bracha, the person says a bracha as well. The person does not answer Amen in his own bracha, so he does not answer Amen even when he's saying it together with the Chazan. We mentioned the one exception of that is a bracha which is at the end of a Seder HaBrachas. So, for example, so the Svardim paskin that you would say Amen on your own bracha at the end of Seder HaBrachas. Ashkenazim do not paskin like that. Ashkenazim hold you do not say Amen on your own bracha at the end of Seder HaBrachas. but with one exception, in a case where you finish together at the same time as somebody else, as the chazan or somebody else. So since you're not really answering a main to your own bracha, and there's an opinion which holds you're allowed to answer a main to your own bracha, so even if it looks like you're saying a main to your own bracha, maybe that's okay also. So we have multiple, we have double argument. A, I'm not really answering a main to my own bracha, but it looks like I'm answering a main to my own bracha. Well, I've solved that as well by saying I'm not really, there's an opinion which told you a lot of say a main to your own bracha over here. So then you say a main. However, even the, according to the Shulchan Aruch, in this situation, at the end of, even though this is the end of Seder HaBrachas, Chazal did not say you should say an amen over here in your own bracha, because that would be an interruption between Goal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. So they did not say you could say amen on your own bracha. So therefore, you do not answer amen, even in somebody else's bracha as well, if you finish at the same time. Have a good day.